2016, I think we went next short afterwards. But in the 2005 election, I remember after that went by, everyone had the headline. I saw a headline saying, "The blog that didn't bark." You know, didn't really happen. But there were a few stories that came out of blogs that were easy to do. This time around, you know, Twitter's the sexy thing at the moment. Today, when there's no news flow going, you've got a Twitter story dominating the broadcasters. Where we are is that it remains to be seen, but anything that's got a Twitter story in it is sexy at the moment.
Certainly there's a lot to pick up on one particular story, which I'm sure you're all expecting us to come to. We'll possibly come to that just a little bit later on. But Chris, the Press Association, a wire service, I mean, one that gets its information straight to those who wish to receive it as instantaneously as possible. I mean, where do you guys go with the digital media during the selection campaign?
Digital media is at the forefront of what we're doing. We do all the boring stuff that lets everybody else do the interesting stuff, I think. Our motto is fast, fair and accurate. I think throughout an election campaign, accurate is the key to that rather than fast or fair. We've played with Twitter before, and Paul's been part of one of the stories when we've been burned before as well. So there was an incident of somebody at PA, I think it was a Millibrand commiserating, what's the word, help me out.
Morning,
Jacko, and somebody got stung doing that and was doing something they shouldn't have done. So I think we will be monitoring social media, but we will be very, very fair and we'll be very, very belt and braces about what we report.
I mean, Alberto, social media